I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. Americans dominated the men's division in the 121st running of the Boston Marathon, with six runners placing in the top 10. But it was Jeffrey Kirui of Kenya who led a sweep for his nation of the men's and women's divisions. Kirui pulled away from three-time U.S. Olympian Galen Rupp with 3 kilometers to go in the 42-kilometer run to take the title in 2 hours, 9 minutes, 37 seconds. Rupp was 21 seconds back. Suguro Osako of Japan placed third, 51 seconds behind the winner. Edna Kiplagat won the women's race in 2 hours, 21 minutes, 52 seconds for the Kenyan sweep. None of the elite runners, though, can match 67-year-old Ben Beach of Bethesda, Maryland, who completed his 50th consecutive Boston Marathon. He was just a scrawny 18-year-old who had never run more than 5 miles before he began training for his first Boston Marathon in 1968.
Radio is how it started for me, because I was a high school senior, sort of just listening to the radio on the afternoon of the marathon. And it was a sleeting day. The whole idea of running 26 miles in the sleet grabbed my sense of the bizarre, and so I decided that day that I wanted to run it.
He has seen a few changes in the event over the past half century.
The race has changed quite a bit, although it's in essence the same event, but it went from 900 some runners my first year, and now 29 or 30,000 out there. Of course, there were a couple women the first year, now 13,000. And my attitude is pretty much the same. It's just a wonderful event that brings in tradition, and spectators are great. The volunteers are tremendous. It's a wonderful weekend in Boston.
Ben Beach became a bit concerned on his way to the start line for his first run in 1968.
I knew this was a stretch for me. I'd never run a road race of any sort. And in those days, you did not have to qualify for Boston. Riding out to Hopkinton on the bus and listening to the conversations, boy, this made me really ill at ease to hear these guys talking about their training.
All his concerns evaporated by the time he completed the race.
And suddenly, here I am. One, I'm able to finish. That was a pleasant surprise. And two, I was finishing in 3:23, which I did not expect to be able to do. I still can't explain it. And so the gazillions of people cheering me on, and my name's being announced, and that is a memory I'll carry with me till the very end.
This year, 67-year-old Ben Beach crossed the finish line in 5 hours, 1 minute, 26 seconds in his 50th consecutive Boston Marathon. As a 14-year-old, American golfer Wesley Bryan remembers following his father George in 2004 as he made his only appearance at Harbortown Golf Links in Hilton Head, South Carolina.
I probably was one of the most annoying kids out here on the property, because I was going up to every single player that I could put a face to a name and harass them and ask them questions.
Now the younger Bryan has won the RBC Heritage Tournament.
This is one of the best golf courses that we're going to play all year. This is a course, when I looked at the schedule starting out, that this is one of the places I thought that I had the best chance to contend at. And I guess after all the dust settled, my intuition was correct.
Bryan rallied from 4 shots down to finish at 13 under par 271 for a 1-stroke victory over Luke Donald of England. Bryan is the first South Carolina native to win in his home state.
It's crazy to think that all the great golfers that have come out of the state, not one of them has won here, but to be the first is really, really special. And to win in my home state, I honestly couldn't have dreamed anything better than this.
Wesley Bryan banks $1.17 million and, perhaps even better, now has a tour exemption to play through the 2018-2019 season, along with a guaranteed spot in the 2018 Masters. Bryan also has a clear goal for his young career.
I now have one PGA Tour victory. There's a lot of guys that just have one PGA Tour victory, and my number one goal is to get number two at this point.
American Derek Miles is now an Olympic bronze medalist. 9 years after competing in the Beijing Summer Games. Scott Blackman, CEO of the U.S. Olympic Committee.
We are honored to celebrate you today and to award you with the Olympic bronze medal.
Miles never dreamed he would compete in the Olympics when he began pole vaulting as a student at the University of South Dakota 25 years ago. But he became the top American pole vaulter in the early 2000s. He was a three-time U.S. champion and was on six world championship teams and competed on the sport's biggest stage, placing seventh at the 2004 Athens Olympics, initially fourth in 2008, and qualified for the 2012 London Games.
Derek should have received this Olympic medal 9 years ago. He should have stood on the medal stand in Beijing alongside his fellow medalists. And while we can't go back to the 2008 Olympic Games, we can right that wrong today, and we can work tirelessly within the global Olympic movement to reform the current anti-doping system.
Miles had placed fourth, finishing at the same 5 meters 70 height as third-place finisher Denis Yurchenko of Ukraine, who had fewer attempts than Miles. 5 months ago, retested samples showed Yurchenko had used a banned substance. The International Olympic Committee stripped the Ukrainian of the bronze medal, who refused to give it up until recently, thanks to efforts by USA track and field officials. Derek Miles thanked everyone around him through the years.
Any Olympian, anybody that's had any success in life, is surrounded by amazing people. And 95% of the reason I have any had any success in this sport is from the people in this room.
And Miles agreed with U.S. Olympic Committee CEO Scott Blackman.
I should have just got the medal on the darn day. I should have beat the guy. I was jumping well enough to, just wasn't that day.
Now age 44, Miles works as a track coach at the University of South Dakota, where this week he received his Olympic bronze medal.
Thank you very much.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.